you've got this, which is obviously, it is now released, is it not, the Unlock Your Creative Process online course?
The online course is brand new and the doors are now open only for the week. So if people are catching the replay of this podcast down the line, you may have to sign up to the next round. But yeah, if you're listening now, in the moment, doors are open and you can book a place. It's this Friday, the 16th of April.
Mm-hmm.
4 p.m. doors close.
So let's begin this week's episode. Welcome to this week's episode. I am super, super excited to have this guest on my show. It's just a great feeling for me because the lady that I'm just about to introduce you is, well, she's been part of my journey on my creative business side. And also, there's just something about her that is just this real friend connection as well. So her name is Tommy. And she is a certified coach for creatives and the founder of Brightly Imagine. Tommy works one-to-one with you to build confidence in your creative work and has just launched the beta version of her new course, Unlock Your Creative Process, and the doors are currently open. We will be discussing that later on in the episode. Tommy's mission is to help anyone with a creative soul overcome the challenges they are holding them back. She uses a unique blend of coaching, mentoring, and teaching experience to give creatives the power to achieve their personal and professional success. So let's welcome Tommy to the episode today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And thank you for your time, your precious time, because you are super, super busy, aren't you, at the moment?
Very busy. More because I've got a toddler and it's always a sandwich of getting everything into my week. So yes, it's very full.
Oh, just before we actually go into what we're going to discuss today, how has it been for you with, obviously, I've seen little bits and bobs of stories that you've been putting on the social media platforms about, you know, his first days back and it was really emotional and stuff. How are you feeling?
What with having my son and
just type that. Yeah, just literally, you know, building a business up, looking at, you know, especially last year when we had all the lockdown things going on, and you know, being a mother with a young child, and you know, how was that all, how did you deal with it all, you know, just so the listeners, because obviously there'll be relatables listening to this as well.
I think it's funny, isn't it, for you to just ask that question and me stop and actually reflect on it, because I suppose I haven't been, because in this situation where we've been just having to kind of survive with what we've got, I haven't really been looking back. I've just been looking forward or being in the moment of like, okay, how do we deal with this? In some ways, I've enjoyed the time, like initially the time as a family being at home. Obviously we had that lovely weather in the first lockdown. I've got lots of lovely memories, and I think it's been kind of special to have such an intense period with my son, who's, well, he'll be three in the summer, so that age where he could have been at nursery a lot more has been lovely to have such kind of hands-on involved time with him. But equally, we are so ready for him to be back at nursery, and I was just telling you, he's already off with a cold, having only spent 2.5 hours there this week. But hopefully it'll be, you know, get the germs out of the way. But yeah, I'm definitely ready for some normality to resume. I'm feeling kind of tired by it all and a bit fatigued, I think, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of friends of mine that I know that have got the younger sort of children, and you know, even down to the homeschooling side of it, it's been a challenge just in itself, because let's be honest, you know, we're not teachers in our own right. So even down, you know, if I'm talking sort of the older type of, you know, children that have been at home for all of this. But it's the youngsters as well, like your age, you know, like with, you said, your little one, his age group as well, because they've got so much energy in them, haven't they, at that age, you know? So how's that been? I mean, you know, what?
Exhausting just to entertain him. Although I am thankful that I had no restrictions on what schooling I needed to get him to do. It's been just, you know, have fun, try and create some development as we go, try and be outside as much as possible, which is definitely harder in the freezing weather. I had numb feet many a time. But I think, yeah, I don't know. He's got a lot of energy, but he's also been hilarious and a great source of kind of fun and relief through it all.
Yeah, and the thing is as well is because of their, because they're so young and so pure still, you know, being around that energy, even when you've got like a real dark day in yourself, just being around all that is just the best. I miss those days. Right now, Tommy, let's let the listeners know how we both met each other, shall we?
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe you should start, because I am interested to hear how you were led to me, because I suppose it came from you, didn't it?
It did, yes. And for me, I mean, obviously the listeners, the ones that are following sort of my own business journey, and personal as well, some of it, because I don't put a lot of my personal journey on sort of social media platforms, but more business related stuff. And there has been a big massive shift in my sort of business online venture, if you like, because as people will be aware, I've not been on there long enough, not at this stage. I mean, I wouldn't call 11 months really that long on bringing a business online. But I did realise very sort of recent, and it was around Christmas time actually just gone, that I needed to basically withdraw myself from the online presence for a little while, just to sort of have a big revamp on the structure of actually what my messaging was, what my story was, my content, who am I, you know, what am I giving to the people that want to buy from me. It's more of a sort of, I was trapped a little bit in my own business head really, and I was finding somebody that could bring out the creativeness of my mind, which I knew was there, of course, but I couldn't see, it was really foggy. I couldn't see too far ahead of me. So it was around January time, I made the decision to flip the whole lot upside down and start again, my business. And I was just scrolling like you do. I was on Instagram, actually. I'm going to plug that social media platform. I was on Instagram and I was just scrolling through the feeds. And then all of a sudden, you came up in my timeline where it was bright colours and just your beautiful brightness of your face. And I thought, oh, my God, I was drawn straight away. So I'm just going to say a little bit out there that the marketing side of this is, you've got it spot on, Tommy, right?
That's funny, because it's lovely to hear you talk about it, because I wouldn't have known that much detail of how you saw me.
Yeah.
And that's really lovely to know, because I think for anyone who is on social media and using it as a way to maybe promote what they're doing, you can feel like you're talking to, well, you are talking to a wall in your room pretty much, aren't you? You know, when I'm on stories, I'm chatting away. But that's, lovely to get that feedback that that's what, you know, I connected with you. And I think I'm not thinking about it too much. I just try and show up and have conversation. And I think I'm just really at the point now where, for my business and what I'm doing, I'm really tuned into what like-minded people to me are coming up against. So I am talking from the heart. My background is music. And so I've been singing and songwriting for a long time, and that's where my career started, is on stage and being in that really vulnerable place of having to get up in front of people. And I've done it from a really young age, so I suppose I've built a bit of confidence, but I know what the challenges are when it comes to that side of things. And now running my own business, I also know the challenges of that and doing it alone. I am just speaking from the heart.
Yeah, and I think, and also what drew me then onto actually clicking the call to action button with you was, is when I went onto your website and you gave a backstory of where you came from, which was, you know, a former life coach for singers and songwriters and performers, you know, and, you know, that even in that in itself, the story behind that really resonated, not from the same sort of purpose as where your background is from, what you're saying, but for me personally, my background of my years of experience with other parts of my roles that I've brought in to the now, the present moment. Mm. So I could really relate to your backstory of, you know, the singer side of it, songwriters and things. So, and that for me then was like, this, she knows her stuff, you know, and that. And it is, again, isn't it? It's all about, with, you know, we can all have, and I remember actually our very, very first session, because I was calling myself coach, right? Because I was like, oh, coach, yeah, I'm coach. Right. And I remember you saying to me, okay, so, but are you? Have you done the coaching qualification? And I was like, well, actually, I'm going to be doing that, but no, not yet. So then we decided I was a mentor for now. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to just put that out there. But then you strip the way, I'm not going to tell them everything, because obviously, you know, that's mine and yours thing, right? Because mm-hmm. everybody's different. And that was the other thing that you really did promote on your within this package, that me and you did the one-to-one package, was that you made it really clear. And I love this. This is another bit that I really got drawn into you with, is you made it really clear that every single person is different. So the one-to-one coaching that you offer is unique to that person. And so for me, it was very unique to me, because you then ended up just bringing out parts of me, the old bits that had been pushed back to my head for years and years and years. And it got pushed forward and you said, yeah, but Nick, that is who you are, right?
I think, yeah, just going back to what you were saying about the story, I've had the exact same experience where I was like, okay, I've trained as a coach, I want to move into running a business as a coach. People probably don't really need to know that I've been a singer and I've performed with whoever and, you know, worked with lots of singers, vocal coaching them. And then I realised, kind of through, you know, other people that maybe do marketing side of things or different workshops I've been to or learned from other people, that yes, the story is what people relate to the most.
Yes.
So for anyone listening that is kind of disregarding, oh yeah, well, I did that, but you know, it was easy, or the things that we do naturally or the things that we're good at feel like, well, it's so obvious, why would I tell anyone that I've...
But they're the golden nuggets. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what's interesting about you. So that's what people want to know.
Yeah.
And here. Oh, hi. Someone's washing the window.
I think we'll keep that on record.
I was like, okay, who's this guy? I actually do know him. He comes every so often, but I did not. He turns up whenever is appropriate for him. So it's like, he's just
brilliant. He's just there. Yeah, just casual. It's all right. Oh my God, how funny. Right. So let's now go on then to, what was your reason for creating Brightly Imagine?
So funnily enough, I was pregnant when I did my coaching training, which in itself was challenging because I was in the first trimester feeling very sick and having to eat apples a lot to get over the sickness. And so, yeah, the training was hard.
Aww.
But I knew that, I like the way you give me sympathy for eating apples.
Oh.
But I knew that I, sorry if you can hear the window.
No, it's it adds to the extra. It's just who you are.
He's giving me a little wave a minute ago. So he says, hi, everyone. I knew once the baby had arrived, at this point, I didn't know who the baby was, that I would be moving into doing coaching as my business and my career. So I was very focused. I've always been very determined. It's like, right, cool, I'll have this baby and a few months in I'll crack on with this business. I mean, of course, nothing goes according to plan with a baby. I was quite ill ill. I was quite ill after having him, which I didn't really realise until later on, where it was like, oh, I actually wasn't feeling great. However, 4 months into motherhood, my brain started going ping, 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 ping. And when I was getting up for night feeds, I was having all these ideas. And I think imagination has always been a big part of my work. Yeah. So that was kind of the word I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And partly why I named it that. But yeah, 4 months in, I was like, right, I need to crack on with this. I've got all these ideas. I can't sit on them. So I spent time while he was having a sleep in a sling on me, designing my website and just starting to build it. And yeah, I think I was just ready to move into more coaching. I've been doing a little bit of vocal coaching, but I've kind of moved much further away from that to do the coaching. And I think, I don't know, it's just where I'm at now. You know, I don't know if you find this. I mean, even during my training, I was having these light bulb moments, like you describe us working together.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I've done over 10 years of vocal coaching now. I'm ready to move on to something new. And I could really visualize life coaching for creatives being the next chapter. But also I wanted to get back a bit of my creative energy for my own singing and songwriting. And when you're working in music and you're teaching and you're giving a lot of that creative energy to others, you don't have it left at the end of the day for yourself.
No.
So
yeah.
I mean, it's a work in progress. I find it hard to balance between my work and doing my own creative work, but I try and tap into it still and stay mindful of it.
Isn't that interesting though, you've said that? So it's been reversed basically now then, hasn't it? So you did that for years and years and years, the songwriting and everything for other people, right? Did you ever at that stage when you were in that career, did you ever do any for yourself, any songwriting?
So the songwriting, it showed up in lots of different ways. And actually it's interesting how now running business, I don't really think of it like I've got a business.
No.
To me, I am my business, and I always have been. So I've never worked for anyone else. I have on a freelance basis for maybe certain performances or whatever it might be, but I've never thought of it in that way. So I've written songs for myself and released music myself. I've collaborated with other people. I've done a bit of pitching for adverts. I also hosted a songwriting retreat, which I can now see was actually really as a coach. I was the host and I brought out the best in all of those people. I curated the collaboration so I knew who would work well with each other and made sure the groups were really productive and would have a lovely dynamic and atmosphere. So yeah, songwriting as a job, I suppose, has come in loads of different formats. And you know, something like the songwriting retreat is like, okay, I want to do this. I'm going to just let everyone know that I'm doing it and put a team together of people to go away and songwrite together and just make it happen.
You make it sound so like, okay, I can do that and this, but and as if it's like natural, and it is natural for you. And that means that, can I just say this word, but put it in brackets, you have found you're in your zone of genius, are you not?
Yeah. Yeah. And perhaps I always have been. I just, you have more space to reflect on something when you have a bit of distance from it, don't you? So
yeah,
when I was in music, I'd say I was probably comparing myself to other successful singers and musicians and songwriters a lot more than I would now, because I'm a bit more aware, okay, that's going to be detrimental to how I'm feeling about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But because I'd started life, adult life, having done a performance degree, wanting to tour the world, sell my own music and have a successful career in that format, I almost felt like, I've not quite made it how I wanted to, but actually I've forged a career as a self-employed musician, and I've never not had an income. I've never not had what I needed. I've done loads of things that I've absolutely loved. I felt happy and joyful in my everyday doing what I'm doing. Sometimes things have got old and tired and I've not wanted to do them anymore and I've moved on. And maybe sometimes that's taken me a bit longer than I would have liked. But yeah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah. No, that is really, really great, because that is where it's sort of the work-life balance comes into it as well, isn't it? You know, like a lifestyle that you sort of create at your own, in your own, within your own rules, really. You know, it's, if that sort of resonates and makes sense in that sort of thing. You've got this, which is obviously, it is now released, is it not? The Unlock Your Creative Process online course.
The online course is brand new and the doors are now open only for the week. So if people are catching the replay of this podcast down the line, you may have to sign up to the next round. But yeah, if you're listening now, in the moment, doors are open and you can book a place. It's this Friday, the 16th of April.
Mm-hmm.
4 p.m. doors close.
Okay. All of Tommy's contact details, everything is in the show notes. And within the show notes, the details are there, easy enough for any listeners if they're interested, are they, Tommy?
Yes. So you can go to my website and check out all the information about the course. So the course is
explain this. Ooh, I'm so excited. Yeah.
So the course is a group coaching program. It's partly pre-recorded modules that people will receive, and then it's partly a weekly 90-minute group coaching session that happens live. The course happens over 4 weeks, so we'll be starting on the 19th of April. And the whole idea behind it is the fact that us as creatives need to show up for our creativity. Sometimes it feels like magic and it flows out of us like it already existed. Like, I've had quite a few songs that have just landed on the page as though I already knew them. But when that doesn't happen, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
When the magic doesn't feel like it's there, or we're feeling stuck or blocked, what do we do? So this is what led me to creating this course, like starting to think about, oh, what's the cycle that I go through when I am successful with my creativity? So it's kind of a combination of mindset work, reflecting on your previous work, kind of building confidence in your creativity, some self-care, like creating a self-care practice or routine, and then creating habits. So we move through 4 different modules. I'll just tell you what they're called, actually, because it kind of helps. So gathering is the first module, which is the reflecting back. Grounding is the second module, which is about the mindset, and also it's literally like grounding your roots, getting and hibernating, so getting that rest to be able to have the energy to move into your creativity. The third thing is curiosity, so seeking inspiration, being playful, kind of filling up your creative cup so you're really ready to go, and then creating creative habits, so being able to have some structure and routine that means that you will show up to make the work. And what I'm finding interesting is some people that have been interested in it might be artists, musicians, the more traditional creative. But also I've talked to lots of people that are running their businesses, and maybe they're not obviously creative, but they require creative thinking, or they require content creation, or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So it's just, yeah, it's a kind of a toolkit and a piece of work to do that you can always come back to, that means you can create a consistent creative practice or habit.
Oh my God, do you know what? Every part of that you was talking about, I was just having flashbacks of when we did our coaching together, our one-to-one. And I just feel like I need to have you like in my life all the time.
Come on the course.
I literally do feel that way. I feel like, because I just want to tell the listeners as well that between me and Tommy, and I know you're going to say it's all come from me, but you helped do this. But my soon to be, later on, not yet, in the next few months, my own package, bit like what you've just spoke about with yours, but the one that I'm on about is the one me and you created together, right? Own Your Story, the one-to-one program that I've got as well. I can't thank you enough for how much like we worked with us together on that as well. And I just want to wish you all the luck in the world with your new one that's going to come. Literally, because if anybody is just feeling any of those feelings or emotions that we just talked about, well, Tommy has just talked about prior to explaining what she's, you know, what is now coming with the course, with the unlock your creative process online course. Honestly, please, please, please give it a go, because it complete, you've completely changed my mind, my creative mindset, and even the tools that we did together with our one-to-one, I still even use them now.
Yeah.
And I will, and that's a good thing about the way that you coach the people, is they've got takeaway tools to go. It's continuous. You know, you can use them and use them and use them.
I think
amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And I think it's interesting. It's great to hear you talking about what you've got from it, because the word coach or coaching or life coaching has, I think, become a lot more popular, but also with the more people that are offering that type of service, the more blurred maybe the lines are getting with what actually is it. And I think from what you're saying, you know, showing, committing to it and investing in yourself and showing up for that work is really, really impactful. And there's no denying it. And it, you know, if you work with a coach, it can be for many, many different things. But if you know there's something niggling at you, there's so much to gain from showing up, having accountability, having a conversation, speaking out loud about things that are going around your head that you can't talk to someone else about.
It's great. And I just also, I don't know, because I didn't tell you I was going to talk about this as well, but the other thing as well I love, and by the way, I am coming on the next workshop as well, is your seasonal vision board workshops. I just want to plug that as well, Tommy.
Thank you.
Anyone that's interested, honestly, because I've done the two now, the autumn and the spring one, and I'm just obsessed. I'm hooked on them. So can you give us the date for the next one?
Yes, except I can't remember it, so just bear with me one second. It's in June.
The 24th
of June at 7:30, so we're going to do an evening session. And the idea for these kind of ties in with the whole cycle of the creative process idea, because I got the inspiration for the course a lot from being outside and walking outside. So in lockdown, it's been, you know, what lots of us have been doing, and just noticing the seasons changing. And then with one-to-one clients, I found myself keep talking about, oh, you know, reflect back on the last quarter of the year, but actually I don't really like how that feels very restrictive and stuffy. So actually working seasonally feels quite intuitive and way more creative. So I thought, you know what, it'd be lovely to be able to bring people together for an event, do something together, which is the vision boarding, and just feel that collective creative energy, which has definitely happened every time we've done one. I've absolutely loved bringing everyone together.
Yeah.
There's been a really good energy and people have stayed in touch. And I'm actually looking at my two most recent vision boards right now. One is the one from the start of the year for me was all about bringing people together in a creative community, creating my course, which is a body of work for me, you know, that connection. And then my spring one is absolutely rammed full of flowers. I cut out loads and loads and loads of flowers. And it's a little bit more about change that's coming in my life and having to make some decisions. So I'm not sure where I'm going with that one, but it's sitting there with some reminders of what I need to stay centered on.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, I heard that breath in and breathe out. Honestly, it is, isn't it? Because it, and also it's like things are, when you have like shifts, and even like you said with the vision, with the vision board, when you do the vision boards, when you see it visually in front of you, there's just like, I don't know, you just feel, you can see that it's going to happen soon, you know. I can't explain it. I think, and also with your little workshop vision board things, your seasonal ones, the little playlist that you put on, you know, you set the ambience as well, and then you put us all into little groups, and it just is great. Is there, how can, if anyone's listening, how can they contact you for that? Where would they go?
The event is on Eventbrite, so the next one will be called Summer Vision Board Along. You can just look up my name and find me there.
Yeah.
If not, it's all on my website. I mainly hang out on Instagram, so if people want to connect with me, they're very welcome to find me there. Send me a DM. Yeah. I'd love to connect with everyone listening.
So just before we go, because again, we could talk all day. Mm-hmm. And time just flies. So are there still parts of your life that you're looking forward to, sort of, you know, the progression of that side of it? I mean, if there is, what is it?
If I think what's next, what's next is probably thinking about having another child.
What? Hold on.
Would be like the next. We always said we want two, and we've got one, and he's coming up to three. So it's like the things you, I suppose, you think we probably should get on with that. So that's on the cards, and building business, I suppose. But my challenge has been only having 2 days a week to work on, or you know, to be a coach and work with people, and I've got about 500% more ideas and energy for it than I have time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the next few years is going to be trying really hard to focus on family, because whenever I write in a gratitude diary, mm-hmm. it's always about my son or my family time. Okay. And then there I am always thinking, oh, I need to do more in my business. Oh, I need to do this idea that I've had. So for me, for the next few years, it'll be just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Do the family thing.
Yeah.
Know that you're chipping away at the business and things are building, because they are, and I'm getting to work with the exact people that I set out to work with, and that's really exciting.
Good.
But I can't, you know, go large on it until I've got a little bit more time in a few years. So that's kind of where I see things going.
Brills. Because also they grow up so quick. You know, and just to say, my two children are 4 years apart. So I'm doing a similar sort of, if you were thinking of having a second child. Yeah. I mean, it's a nice little age gap, actually.
Yeah. Well, I always said I'd love my eldest to be able to go and get me the wet wipes when I had the wet wipes. So I feel like we're getting to that point where he understands what I'm saying, and I think I could get him on board. So
perfect. Yeah, it's a bit of child slavery. I love that. Right, just before we go, just to end the show, what's a fun fact about you, Tommy? Give us one.
A fun fact would be that I was in a girl band when I was about 12,
and
we had a record deal, and we never had big success, which I'm very pleased about, because I think it would be highly embarrassing, but it was the foundation to me building my confidence that I think I'm lucky to have now. So,
wow. Yeah. Gosh, that's a young age to grow up quick, you know, like, because there's lots, I can imagine there would have been a lot of learning going on.
Yeah, just like a lot of performance on stage, do TV interviews, we go into the studio and record songs. We worked with the same producer as Westlife, who at the time were very big. And I remember this one time we went in to record and the headphones still smelt of their aftershave. And we were like, oh my God, it just smells amazing. You know, like getting really starstruck about the smell of the headphones.
So how old would they have been then?
Well, it was at their
prime. That age. Oh, no, wow. No,
they were older.
Older.
Yeah. So even more crush material.
I was going to say, I can imagine. Oh, wow. That's, wow, brilliant. I mean, that's a great fun fact, really. Yeah. Right. So we're going to say goodbye. So if you'd like to say goodbye to everybody today, Tommy.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me and having a listen to the podcast.
Oh, and thank you so much for everyone that's just took their time out of their day to come and listen to us too, just have a chat around and get to know each other, and you get to know Tommy as well. So until next time, lovely listeners, love and light. I do hope you have gained some further insight into this episode today and now have some takeaway positivity. I thank you for your time. Before we go, show some love for your favourite podcast by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Please do share the podcast with your friends and family or anyone you know that could benefit from these episodes. You can listen to your favourite episodes on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, my podcast website, which is www.thenicolapaulapproach.com. Stay tuned for next Monday morning's episode with another guest appearance. Love and light.